All right, on this Tuesday morning, decision time. Election day is 3 weeks from today, but a lot of people are already looking at their ballots and deciding who to vote for. So we want to talk to candidates for local races, including St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees. John Lusk is running for one of those seats. He's on the line with us right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. A lot of people hear your name and your voice, and they say, hey, he teaches at SC4. How can he be on the Board of Trustees? But that has changed, hasn't it?
Well, that did, Paul, in July. And thanks for having me on, by the way. I appreciate the focus on the local elections. But in July, when the governor came out with the mask mandate inside, I thought that's the classroom. And I've had a great career, and I did not want to end it in a mask and being a mask monitor of sorts. And I felt that that wasn't the best way for me to go out. And a friend of mine had been talking to me about running for the school board, for Port Huron School Board. And so I thought, gee, if I retire a semester early, I could run for trustee, and I think I'd be a better fit for that. So that's what we're about, and excited about it. It's been fun. The family's kind of pulled together and helped me out, and I'm enjoying getting out there and telling why I'm running and engaging people at that level.
Well, let's talk about that right now. What made you decide that you wanted to be on the Board of Trustees at SC4?
Well, I've it's been 34-year career at the community college. So when we come out of COVID, I want to be a voice for teachers. In particular, I mean, all stakeholders need to be represented by a trustee. There's no doubt about that. But I think intellectually, everybody knew teaching is important and teachers are important. But in COVID, that came right up to us, hit us in the face. It's a teacher who's trying to corral 24 people on a computer screen. It's a teacher who's talking to students and engaging with them and getting them to move from point A to point B. And I don't want us to lose that. That's an important voice that needs to be reckoned with, particularly in these times. I think we're going to be in isolation a little bit longer if safety is number one. So we're, the online world in terms of education is not going away. I've taught in the online world. I've had classes that way at the college, and I know something about that as well. And all told, I've had a 39-year career in education. I've done K-12 as well. So I've got experience in many levels that I think are going to be important going forward. And so that's what I'd like to bring to the board. And again, excited about it for November.
Hey, when you talk about valuing teachers and making sure they're well cared for at SC4, do you feel that they are currently? And what would you like to see to help enhance the lives and careers of the instructors at the college?
Well, it's interesting, Paul. When I go out and talk to some people, what I hear in terms of some suggestions for the board is perhaps they'll get away from personal agendas. And so there's a perception out there. That's more than once I've heard that some people feel that the current makeup there is after some personal agendas as opposed to looking outward at the teachers and the students. To me, that moment between a teacher and a student, I mean, that's the pebble in the pond. That's what they're there for. That's the most important thing that we're about. And then the ripples head out from that pebble in the pond, and it touches everybody. So we need good support staff. We need good maintenance. We need the college is beautiful, by the way, in terms of the grounds. We need everybody to be at the top of their game with that. But it all stems from that teacher-student relationship. There's going to be a teacher shortage if there's not one already. We already hear about it in terms of substitute teaching. I think the institutions who are forward-looking are going to hire full-time teachers and put them into place and let them have a nice 30-year career, if not more so. And some of that's got to be in the online world. So we've got to start grooming, if you will, people to do well in that new medium. So that's something that needs to be focused upon. Again, post-COVID, no one saw this coming. Mm-hmm. You know, soccer fields are nice, but who knows what the future of intercollegiate sports are going to be in terms of that. We see already issues with colleges and universities and football. So I hope that answers the question, but I think that's going to be the focus that I'm going to bring is, you know, full-time. Let's work to make that environment the best we can and do our good job of moving students from point A to point B.
SC4 has used adjunct instructors for many years. Do you see a place and a role for adjunct instructors, or would you like to see the college sort of phase that out and really go to all full-time instructors?
No, there's expertise that can't be matched by some of our full-time people. I mean, adjunct instructors have done wonderful work at the college, and some of the best instructors I know are adjunct instructors. However, here's an issue that needs to be put out there. If I'm talking to a student, I'm an adjunct instructor, and I look at my clock and say, hey, I got 20 minutes to be at Mott in Flint, or I've got a half hour before my next class, I've got to head down to Macomb. I can't talk to you right now. Let's students, as we all do, want immediacy. I know I've got an issue now. I'd like to deal with it now. And I get that. If I'm a full-time person, I can say, well, I got 5 minutes before my, I'll be 5 minutes late for my class, and let me talk to you right now in that regard. Something to that effect is available if someone's there full-time. You being a full-time, if you will, announcer, I mean, you know there are some things of the job you just got to have all the
right
time. And so it's got to be there. But I don't want to denigrate, don't want to put aside our adjunct faculty. They're wonderful to supplement what we do on a full-time basis.
What is your overall vision for the college, other than the instructors? I mean, in terms of course offerings or the student experience, what do you see SC4 growing into in the years ahead?
Well, good question. I've participated in some webinars that deal with that, the jobs of the future. I think NEA put one out, and the school of the future. I've got those webinars in my PC, and we'll certainly take a good hard look at them going forward. I think that housing is going to be an issue. I think that certain programs need to probably get relooked at. For example, we're all up to here in Zoom meetings and microphones and digital media in that regard. So I think that's going to be important to probably consider that as a career choice for students down the road. So money is always going to be an issue. Funding is always going to be something that we need to be concerned about. So balancing all that, it's got to be safety. It's got to be some jobs that are going to be gone, unfortunately. I just read an article in the Free Press about what are called ghost restaurants that's basically takeout. I mean, someone's putting up something and saying, we're not going to have any seating, we're going to have takeout. We have a culinary school in town, and perhaps that's something else we need to take a look at, too. I mean, one thing that survived, mm-hmm. some of them survived anyway, are the restaurants. Unfortunately, some did not, so people got to eat. So it's these basics that I think COVID's forced me to take a look at, and going forward, I think the college needs to take a look at those basics as well.
Well, as voters decide who's going to be on the St. Clair County Community College Board of Trustees, why should they vote for John Lusk this year?
Well, back to that experience again, 34 years at the college. It's been very gratifying to hear from students and colleagues who have found out that I'm running for the position, and they've been very warm in their reception. Close to 40-year career as a teacher, I think I've got that to bring to the table. I understand the job of a trustee. Trustees are there to support the mission of the college, and I've been doing that for my working life. And that's what I would bring to the table. And I think that also I'd like to model for teachers when they're done with their career and done raising a family, if you will, they can step forward. I think teachers have not done well by ourselves in terms of governance. We have passed on becoming part of a board and looking at us and figuring out what we can create in order to make the best environment for teachers coming up. So I hope to be a model in that regard, too, that let teachers maybe think about running for those governance positions and have that voice in the future. So for all those reasons, I hope that people select me for November 3rd.
All right. Well, John, good luck on Election Day. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for your time. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.